follow the messages on screen, the written audio that the navigation becomes available. This station will now see you.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Yep, we're here. It's episode 13. It's midday. We don't usually do this in the middle of the afternoon. It feels a little weird.
It's really bright outside.
Yeah. But it's here, and it's episode 13. And yep. What are we doing today, Cameron?
Well, I'm taking a break from a casual day job.
Yeah. I'm eating a mozzarella stick.
Yeah, this episode's brought to you by Arby's. Not yeah, really, but not really. That's what we're eating right now.
Mm-hmm. So if you hear us eating...
Survival meal. I about burped. I about threw up on the microphone. Sorry about
that. Was beautiful.
I don't want to sound disgusting, so...
It's going to be a disgusting episode, so get ready.
About ended this podcast before it started. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about economical crisis, huh?
Yeah, we're going to talk about... surviving an economic collapse.
Yeah.
Because it could happen.
Stop tuning there.
Everybody's seriously going to be so disgusted. I know. Throughout this entire episode.
It's so annoying to hear people.
We have a very small window to do this.
To eat.
to eat and do the podcast.
It
so.
Is. It's a little tight today.
Deal with it.
Yeah. We got a review.
Yeah. Yeah. We're doing a
Tack Pack.
Tack Pack.
How'd you forget them? They've done so much for us.
They have done so much, but they've left us.
Did anybody subscribe to their box?
They better have. I guess enough people didn't.
Well, if you didn't, you just lost your 10%.
Yeah, nice job, guys.
Way to go.
It's all your fault.
Way to freaking go.
We probably shouldn't say these things to our listeners.
No.
Oh, wait, do we have any listeners? That's the thing. I don't even know. I know there's downloads out there, but I don't know if it's just like my mom.
I figured you just kept downloading at night. Don't do J4.
Yeah.
They're 200.
So anyways, yeah, we're going to talk about Tack Pack. And right now, let's just go ahead and...
Apparently, we're going to do it in that mad world.
You're not supposed to talk over when she's talking, dude.
No, sorry. I did ruin that.
Yeah, you did. I'm just going to start real quick. Mine's really quick. Really quick. Quick. Quickly. Okay. I'll quickly do my quick one. Hurricane Matthew just hit Haiti like today, and it's busting them up, man.
Was it just today?
I think it's today or last night or something like that.
God, there's all kinds of chaos.
Yeah, there's chaos typhoon everywhere.
Uh-huh. Typhoon, and mm-hmm. then there's freaking Haiti, man. I feel bad for
they're
them.
Having a rough go. Yeah. But anyways, it's a Category 4.
Wow.
So it's a bad
boy. Bigger than a Category 3.
One bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's a bad deal. 145-mile-per-hour winds.
Wow.
That's fast.
That's really fast.
That's bad. Especially if you're Haiti and you live in a shack.
No kidding.
You know what I mean? But they're saying it should hit the east coast of the United States in some manner, but it won't be a Category 4 by the time it hits. It'd be like a 2 or something like that.
Still.
But yeah, that's it's coming.
Jeez.
Yeah, so...
I'm sure it'll affect Louisiana in some way.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, this is just another reason to prep, especially if you're on the East Coast and, you know,
yeah.
the southern part of the United States. You need to make sure you're ready for this stuff. Have what you need. So that's what I got.
10-4.
I don't have to worry about it here. We don't have hurricanes.
No, but you do have to worry about mine.
Oh, great.
There's a fire downtown.
Of course.
No, Amatrice. I had to look that up.
Oh, yeah.
In Italy.
It's Italian.
Yeah. So they got devastated by an earthquake, and it was, you know, not massive, but it was big. 6.9?
Yeah.
6.8?
Mm-hmm.
Freaking leveled the buildings there. I mean, they're just made out of clay.
Well, yeah.
They're made out of, like, cement material and clay.
Yeah.
But we live on a massive fault line.
We do.
Which terrifies me all the time.
Yeah. I go to bed crying every evening.
I know. But, man, just the disruption that would, you know, break all the pipelines, gas lines.
The roads. I mean, the roads just, a lot of times are impassable.
Just, man.
And especially where we live out here, we're kind of out in the middle of the boonies. So, like,
we will probably be swallowed up into the earth.
And I'm just saying, we won't be able to get, like, food out to us. You
no.
know, unless they drop it by a plane or something, because there's one road in and one road out. Well, basically, you know, major
that's
roads.
True.
So,
that's
there's
true.
Not a lot.
No, that's kind of freaky.
So, yeah, it's freaky.
So, stay.
It's freaky.
Why do you have to be so freaky?
It's stupid earthquake. Why you got to be so freaky?
I do not like the earthquake. They are freaky. Okay.
Yeah, so anyways.
So, yeah, watch out.
Earthquakes. Hurricanes. It's bad.
Earthquake-a-canes.
Ooh.
Imagine.
Let's produce that movie.
Well, Haiti, I mean, they practically have everything like that.
Yeah.
It's a movie. Earthquake of Cain.
Earthquake of Cain.
All right.
That's bad.
Nobody wants to go through an earthquake of Cain.
In a world where there's earthquakes and hurricanes.
In a world where there's earthquake of Cains. Many people.
One dared to be an earthquake again.
Nice. All right. Let's do this.
We got to trade off bites so one of us isn't eating all the time.
I know. It needs to be. I am sorry. I apologize.
I got a curly fry.
I'm freaking hungry.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And I only have time to do this and eat. And then I got to go right back to saving lives.
Yeah. Okay. So surviving an economic collapse.
Or looking at. No. 72-year-old.
You had some fun today, didn't you?
Yeasty breasts. Mm-hmm. That's what I had to do. Anyway.
I don't envy you there, son.
Yeah, I don't.
But, anyways, surviving an economic collapse. What do you think about that, Cameron?
I believe it's economic. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's, so, I feel like that's probably one of the most likely threats. Like, one of the most likely things going to happen to us.
Yeah, and I think as far as preppers go, that's one of the biggest things people are prepping for.
Yeah.
Is the economic collapse. Because that basically just, I mean, it's just devastating if something like that happens. Especially in the United States where, I mean, we rely on the economy.
Oh, we rely on everything that we have been given. Like,
yeah,
the whole country functions off from.
Yeah, and that's obviously why preppers do what they do, because we know that one day that could be gone and most people aren't ready for it, right? So anyways, what is an economic collapse? So I found several different definitions and reading different stuff. Anyways, an economic collapse is essentially a severe version of an economic depression, right? So we've had a depression before, the Great Depression. It was great.
It wasn't
that great, though.
I didn't live through it.
Yeah. Where an economy is in complete distress for months, years, or even decades, a total economic collapse is characterized by economic depression, civil unrest, and highly increased poverty rates. That doesn't sound good to me. I don't like the sound of it. So it is a possibility, and there's a lot of different things that could cause something like that to happen. And several things that are actually sort of happening right now. And I just wrote down a few of them because I ain't got that kind of time to go through everything. All right, guys.
I ain't got no time for that.
Yeah. So anyways, one of the biggest things that we have against us in this category is debt, right? We basically run in the red constantly in the country, right? We're a rich country, but we are severely
well, people
debt.
Do too, you know?
Well, people do, yeah. Everybody in the country.
Not only the country, we follow right after.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
but
I won't be doing the...
That.
Kobe stuck me in a rocking chair, it's going to be a little hard.
It's soft, though.
It is nice. It feels like I'm sitting on the floor. But
every freaking time you come in, you complain about the chair. That one.
Yeah, that one does
suck. So I got rid of it for you.
No, it's right there. You didn't get rid of it.
Well, I got it moving from your spot, dick. So debt. We're almost $20 trillion in debt. We're $19 trillion or something like that. You can't even fathom the number.
I was going to say, that doesn't even...
And it's funny because, like, when you hear trillion, you're like, oh, yeah, trillion. But if you think about how much that is, it's an insane amount of money. I mean, insane, right? Because if you think...
Well, billionaires, to me, that's insane.
Well, yeah, billion...
And then to
billion
go to
dollars,
a,
yeah.
the trillions, so that's just freak.
A trillion is 1,000 billions.
It doesn't... How do you even calculate...
That's 1,000 billions. So that's times 19.
How does that even... How's that even possible?
We're basically at a point now where I don't think there's any way out of the debt.
Oh, no way.
There's
no
way to come out of it. But they do say in about 10 years we'll be close to $30 trillion.
Oh, good.
So we have that to look forward to.
That's good.
And so basically this is obviously not good for our economy. Right? I mean, if those debtors come calling or something like that, yeah. We're done, right?
Well, I get like... Reading through different, you know, forums and websites, I just feel like, you know, we as people just have a blanket pulled over us. Like,
oh yeah,
we don't even understand,
yeah,
the mess that we're in, and they make it look as though everything's fine. You know,
yeah.
People are buying up new products, and you know, Apple's thriving,
right.
All this new technology, and we just buy. You know, oh, the economy's doing well, but we're just completely
yeah,
screwed. Well, yeah, and we don't have no idea.
It doesn't take much, you know, to... But I know we're going to die. Yeah, I mean, look at 2008, man. It just, boom, it crashed quick, you know. Yeah. It crashed hard, and that was, you know, a lot to do with housing and different things. But yeah. But debt is something that could really, really trigger something bad, you know. And like I said, we're too...
Do you hear that?
What the hell was that?
That was, like, deep down in my garganta, my throat.
Your what?
Is
that Portuguese?
Word.
Oh.
Okay. Actually, it was, but I think it's the same as Spanish.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay, anyways. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. That's what an economic collapse sounds like. Yeah.
A burp ascending to your mouth.
Yeah. Another thing that could cause or trigger this is oil. And we're kind of...
We know about oil.
We really know about oil out here. That's basically... That's the heart of it's our... like 70% of our economy in our little area that we live in here in Utah. Right? We know a lot about it. My family, that's they're in oil. That's all they do. When
that's all your family does.
I'm just listening to you.
I know. I'm sorry.
So
there's freaking fries.
There's oil was over $100 a barrel not too long ago.
How long ago?
It was like a couple years ago.
40. Yeah. What is it now?
Right now we're around $50.
Yeah.
We're just under $50. 40, 50. But it dropped under 30 at one point.
Yeah.
It was in the 20s. Which is obviously very bad because oil companies can't really operate at that level, and that's
the
why
costs.
There's, yeah,
no.
That's
it
why
was horrible, been, man. It,
yeah,
a lot. There was a lot of suicides in our town.
Yeah, I'm
still,
sure you saw
still,
a lot. Of
it,
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
The oil business.
And
is
that's
crazy.
Just our small town. You
yeah,
know?
It devastated us here. I mean, it just there's been businesses closing left and right just yeah. because even if you're not in oil out here, you know it. Makes the whole economy run out here.
It
I mean,
does.
So it's
yep.
What everyone does.
Yep. It slowed down at our place and mm-hmm. Great Harvest closed. I mean,
they're opening back up though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we got that going for us.
We that's the thing is it happened like right when we got a bunch of new.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we spent a lot of money and got a lot of new
a lot
businesses
of new stuff
here and then boom.
Yep. So anyways, our economy, it does rely on oil quite obviously. Everything runs on oil. And if you think we're getting away from oil anytime soon, you're an idiot because we're not.
No. Nope.
We're going to be on oil for the next 30 years, no matter what.
Yeah.
At least. The thing is, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but we have enough oil that we could just supply ourselves with the oil that we have.
Oh, yeah.
And natural gas for
well,
some reason.
I was just going to throw in there. I hate greedy people.
Oh, yeah.
Effing greedy.
I agree.
It's screwing everybody.
But I don't even feel like, I think the problem here is with the oil thing is we are still importing oil from the Middle East.
Yeah.
And it just absolutely boggles my mind why we're doing that. It just makes no sense whatsoever. We have enough here for a very long time. Anyways, but if oil gets down to $20 or under 20, it will just completely wipe out a huge amount of our economy. So that could be bad. That's something that could trigger an economic collapse. Something else that
you
could
think
happen.
Countries know that too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the reason a
I
lot
know,
of this is going on. Saudi Arabia and a lot of those
stupid
countries, they understand that what happens if they keep producing at this rate. They haven't slowed down their production.
Well, it's like me. It looks or like what we're supposed to be doing. It makes it like the country. It's like mm-hmm. you guys, you know, you're not even developing a self-reliance plan.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, huh? No.
Anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, those countries, Saudi Arabia, all those, they understand if they keep producing, you know, they can put us out of business. They'll just bury us, and that's their plan. Hasn't quite worked yet. Obviously, it's hurt us, but anyways. So that's something bad, oil. And then there could be an assassination of some sort in the government that could trigger something like that. So those are just a few things.
What are you saying?
I'm not suggesting anything. that's all I'm saying
right
now.
People freak out.
I know. Anyways, so those are a few things that could happen that could trigger something like that going on. So what's going to happen if this does happen? Like what will it look like? This is where it gets a little bit scary. So the first thing that's going to happen, there's going to be a run on the banks. And so basically what that means is people start freaking out. They start seeing the economy just diving, nosediving, you know, stuff going on. They're going to say, I'm going to go get my money out of the bank. Right. And that's what you think you should do, obviously, because you want to have it with you because you don't want it to go away.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody's seen the classic It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
And so I haven't seen that in so long.
You haven't?
I mean, I've seen it, but...
Yeah, they basically pull all their money out of the bank in the town.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like... And then you got the greedy people who are like, no, 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 I just want my money out.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that because
okay.
there's risks with taking your money out. But at the same time, you probably are going to lose your money.
Yes, that's the bad thing. So basically what happens in something like this, a lot of times the government will close the banks. They'll freeze the banks so nobody can do anything, right? So
It'll collapse it.
The way a bank operates is kind of weird because basically they use your money.
I know.
For lending.
It's a loan. I know. It's weird.
And it's your money, but your money's there. So as soon as you start taking your money out, they don't have money to lend and stuff just stops. Like everything stops, right? So that's why the run on the banks is so bad because then they just collapse. There's no money. There's nothing.
They don't have it to give.
Yeah, they have nothing to do. So they're done.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously they don't keep everybody's money.
So then they send out tellers with shotguns to collect.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're going to do.
Most of them are like 80-pound women though, so I'm not too scared. Right? So a run on the banks is something that's going to happen. So
oh, definitely. Freaky.
Yeah, it is freaky. Then there's going to be chaos because...
Because that's the first... thing that the opportunists in our country do.
Yes.
Hey, somebody shot somebody. Let's just break everything. Burn it down.
I'm heading to 7-Eleven. I'm going to beat this.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell me that some of these recent shootings, there wasn't just, there's no reason for rioting. They just were planning it and wanting it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an opportunity. They're so taking that
they're
going to
do it. They're going to do that. I mean, a riot is a guarantee. Yeah. Like,
it's going to happen. And especially when... the food starts to run out, which will take about 2 to 3 days, right? So if stuff, and this is obviously in a huge economic collapse when it just everything just dies, right?
But it's very much a possibility.
It's a possibility. Freaky. Yeah, there's a lot of different levels that this can happen at.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a depression or the collapse. I mean, there's a lot of different things to prep for, but we're talking about when it all goes down, right?
Yeah.
So there's not going to be any food after about 3 days, and that's when people will start flipping their lids, right? I mean, there's going to be riots, there's going to be looting, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff. So
that's like the stuff we read about in the Great Depression. This is will be 10 times worse.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just so much worse.
Because people back then were a little more level-headed.
A little more civilized.
They were less...
And they're not as dependent on
exactly
our country and everybody, everything and technology.
Everybody already had gardens. Everybody already...
Yeah, I was like, they were a little bit prepared.
They didn't feel entitled.
This would just wipe us out.
Like, there's so many people in the country now that just know that at some point, if it goes, you know, oh, the government's just going to come and...
They do.
They're going to bring me the food. FEMA will be there to do it. But dude, you cannot rely on that crap.
No, you can't.
And obviously, that's why we do, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, there's going to be chaos. One of the last things that could happen, well, not last things, but something that could happen that could be really scary is martial law.
I think that is scary.
We want to do an episode maybe on martial law.
I think we should.
Just a full episode on it.
Of what can, what could.
So basically, if it gets bad enough and stuff gets that bad, then basically the government takes over or the military kind of takes over the rule of law. Yeah, and so basically rights at that point are suspended. Like the Constitution just becomes nothing. Like you don't have right to free speech. You don't have right to assemble. You don't have right to a gun.
Man.
That's what will happen. There's going to be curfews.
That makes sense why they would try to do that.
It does make sense, but it's scary. It's not going to be good. There's going to be travel restrictions. You might not be able to leave your state or your city.
Wasn't Fear the Walking Dead basically martial law?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good show. When does that come out? Is it?
I haven't seen second season.
Hmm.
It hasn't come out on Hulu or anything.
Somebody tell us. Okay.
Right.
No. Fear the Walking Dead. I've really liked Fear the Walking
Text
Dead.
Text my phone.
Don't give out your phone. Okay. So those are some things that are going to happen. So there's a really good example going on right now in Venezuela. I don't know if you've seen what's going on down there, but it is bad.
Same thing.
Bad news.
I actually had the statistics on Argentina because I was in Brazil when Argentina went to crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they've sort of come out of it now, right?
No, haven't but they? That I mean, that's a perfect example of what it can do and what
exactly.
It will do.
While you pull that up. Anyways, Venezuela. So basically right now, there's shortages of everything in Venezuela right now. You can't even get toilet paper, and you know how I feel about that.
Oh, my gosh. You would kill yourself.
There's not enough French fries at McDonald's, right? Annual inflation rose 64%. So basically, The military
diarrhea rates would go down.
That's true. No, so you wouldn't need as much toilet paper. Military forces have been deployed to stores, basically, to protect everything that's going on there. And here's a few things that's going on. Water is now rationed by the government, and some residents have been warned that water will be supplied just once every 21 days after the mainland reservoir dries up. So they have a reservoir on the mainland. So after that dries up, there's just going to be one once every 21 days. Electricity is limited, with leaders ordering public offices open just 2 days a week to conserve energy. Wow. This is in addition to a four-hour power cut.
This is going on right now.
This is going on right now.
I had no idea.
Four-hour power cuts ordered across the country, and then rolling blackouts have become part of daily life. Basic medicines like aspirin are nowhere to be found. The supermarket shelves are usually empty.
Basic medicines like aspirin are nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So the country's largest private company, Empress Polar SA, it closed its doors. It's dead. They make 80% of all the beer consumed in the country.
Wow.
So they have no beer, which is bad. So Hugo Chavez right now is actually trying to disarm. He's taking as many guns as he can because he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He's pulling all the guns out. He's melting them down. He's just like getting rid of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really bad. So how did they get to this? They're socialist, for one thing. That system of government just doesn't work. It's proven over and over and over and over and over again it doesn't work, especially when it's a corrupt government. Like, you know, we got Hugo Chavez at the helm. That's not good. So when oil dropped, oil is 96% of the country's exports.
Wow.
So that's basically, and it's a state-owned, all the oil is state-owned, right? So Venezuela owns the oil. So that's how they operated. That was their budget. It was oil. And now oil is down. It just crashed, obviously, a while ago. So this is kind of how this is happening, yeah. And they're obviously corrupt. People are stealing money. So that's actually a real-world thing. It's happening right now down there. So, bad.
That is really bad.
Very bad.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of what I have as far as what it looks like and what it is.
Well, and then I was just going to put in there about Argentina. So, yeah, I was actually in Brazil, and I remember seeing a lot of just the riots and the chaos.
Where were you at in Brazil?
The very bottom.
The very southern
port. Yeah.
Wow, that's way down there.
Yeah, Porto Alegre. Happy port.
Happy port.
Yeah. So, the Argentinian peso lost 70% of its value in a matter of weeks. Riots ensued as the government placed capital controls on the peso and imposed restrictions on banking withdrawals, just what we were saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That will definitely happen.
Mm-hmm.
The inflation rate soared to 40%. That's a huge amount.
Yeah, well, the inflation rate in Venezuela, 64%.
Oh my gosh. The economy shrank 28%. Real wages fell 24%. 50% of the population fell below the poverty line. Half the country fell below the poverty line.
Yeah.
And Argentina is a powerhouse. I mean,
They're big.
In terms of South America.
Well, they have a lot of farming, like
they do.
Beef farms and stuff like that, don't
they? They do.
A lot of beef.
They produce tons of rice and beans. And like they have a good, you know, I mean, South America has amazing land. Like they could grow, spit a seed out and it'd grow the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And And then unemployment skyrocketed 25%. So, just to watch a country like that, a good big country just be devastated. And, you know, we're cruising for that. It's pretty freaky. It's embarrassing, really.
Wait, and the politicians,
no, they don't care.
95% of them don't want to do anything about it. They want to just keep going in the same direction and go even faster.
Well, they're filthy rich, so.
Yeah, but they're not going to be. How's that? Is that good?
It's good. I drank it all.
Good.
So, yeah. In terms of preparing for this, number one, the basics of survival.
Right.
You know, food.
The stuff we always prep.
Stuff that we've been talking about. Number one, listen to this podcast.
This is the number one thing you must do.
Download it.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Download it. Maybe transcribe it so that you can read it.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, right? I mean, that helps.
Yeah. And then when they're down, you've already done it.
You've already done it. So that's right. You'll feel good. You'll feel good.
You'll be glad.
I'm so glad I followed those guys before the internet went down.
But number one, I mean,
countermeasures.
It's like we've, And then you need to go buy a bunch of countermeasures
right now.
The dude
on Instagram today, that was the best thing ever. Hashtag countermeasures.
I didn't find it very funny.
Dude, that's hilarious.
So, yeah. Like, I was talking with the doctor I work with, and we were talking about investing in gold and silver. And he's been investing in some silver. Poor man's gold.
Yeah.
Which is all I could afford, too. Which I think is a really good idea. I don't
especially if there's ever werewolves.
I know.
It's October, guys. I'm in Halloween mode.
Yeah. But like to use, you know, you can use the coins and things like that. And then it can be, I mean, a fine metal is going to be, it's priceless, you know.
Yeah.
It can be
melted. Well, no, it has a price.
Well, yeah, it does. Right now it does. So anyway, but in reality, you know, you're going to pay everything if you don't have enough wheat to feed yourself or your family.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You need to get your food, your water storage. That's,
food and water, number
that
one.
That stuff is number one for sure.
Yeah, just make sure you've got food and water. You won't feel so bad if you have that stuff ready to go.
Yeah.
You just won't. You'll know, I've got food, I've got water.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
At least for
seriously
a couple months.
So, no, like, whatever disaster, you know, we're talking about now, finances, money, economy, forget it. I mean, always go back to the same thing, food, water.
You know, it's funny because... we're talking about oil and stuff. You know, my parents, they work in the oil. And when that stuff hit hard, when it, you know, dropped quick.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no work for probably 6 months. Like nothing.
Wow.
They lived off of their food storage basically for 6 months. But they're glad they had it. They're glad that they had paid into that because, yeah, there wasn't a huge something that went bad.
And they
bad.
Didn't have to worry about
they didn't have to worry.
The
they
basics,
had food.
You know?
They had it.
Yeah.
So they could focus on getting work and doing what they had to do.
Yeah.
They went through their food storage, but they had it and they were ready with it. And that's why
genius.
You keep it.
It's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of different things, you know, invest in gold, invest in silver.
Yeah.
Pull all your money out of the bank right now. You know, don't put it in a 401k. Take your money so that you have it in your hand. Or, yes, I mean, there's a lot of things you can look into. And I think a lot of it comes down to what you personally feel, you know. Yeah, we're casual.
I was about
we're
to
not going to be stocking up gold bricks in our basement right now.
Not that I think it's a bad idea. I'm just
no,
saying.
I don't either. I think it's a great idea, but
my theory on it is hedge your bets. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Buy some gold.
I plan to have some gold coins, some gold, some silver coins, platinum coins. But like, I plan to have those coins because they're good trading.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that. You know, if it resorts back to somebody that's a blacksmith, you know,
yeah,
it's just stuff like that. They can take your bullion, chop a little piece off.
Yeah. You know,
I had something
I was going to say.
I like to hedge your bet because you spread things, you know, have some cash stored somewhere, small bills, have some, you know, that's
and
your,
even as far as your money that's in the bank. You know, you could go as far as making sure you've got accounts in a couple of different banks.
Yeah.
Because if one bank goes down for some reason.
You're not
going to
be, I need 50 grand out now.
You know, because obviously everything over $10,000, it's really scrutinized when you pull it out.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, but you could have, you know, in a couple of banks. So if one bank goes down, at least you've got some money somewhere else. You know what I mean? That you can go get. My thought on it is a lot of people are just like, I'm just going to put all my money into gold. I'm going to have all this gold and silver. And it's not horrible, but I feel like if it all comes down and, you know, money's really no good anymore, the grid's down and, you know, we're all living like stone age people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be much more happy with food, water, medicine, and ammunition than I am with a big pile of gold.
No kidding.
And if somebody comes up to me and says...
You could give it all up just to have enough.
Somebody comes up to me and wants to trade, I'm not going to ask for gold. I'm going to say, do you have ammunition? Do you have food? Because that's what I want to trade with.
Yeah.
Right? So that's just the way I look at it. Yes, having some is good, you know, especially if there's a collapse or, you know, a depression that... doesn't like take everything down.
Right.
You have that investment that was really good. That gold is still worth what it was, if not more. So, you know, your money's good. But anyways, I just think in a whole collapse, grid down, you know, SHTF situation, I'd rather have the food and the water and the gear.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
I know. And like you were saying, you know, there's just so many different ways and things. I think incorporating some of them, like parts of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, having money in several places, having some cash stored away, having some gold and silver coins, and, you know, if you can afford to do so. The other thing is having your right now getting your finances in line. Mm-hmm. You know, debt. You know,
is bad, man.
I think a lot of people think, you know, when things, you know, when shit hits the fan, it's gonna be erased.
Yeah,
you know, I had all this debt, but you know, there's not a country anymore, so I'm safe. You're gonna have collectors,
yeah,
and they're not gonna. Those tellers are coming with shotgun.
They're gonna be desperate.
Seriously, they will strip you of everything.
Yeah, they'll come take everything you got.
Yeah, so you need to do everything you can. I mean, some debt is, you know, if anybody can buy a house flat out and not have a mortgage,
nice job.
That's amazing. Good job.
Yeah,
but there's some realistic debt you're going to have. Yeah. And I have student loans. I wish I didn't, but they're going to take a long time. But, you know, buying, just
credit card debt.
Just racking up these huge bills that you're like, I can pay over. Yes, you can right now.
Yeah.
But credit card debt is a horrible
That's bad
one.
Stuff. Or you have a boat, you have jet skis, you have
four
wheelers, you have everything, you know, and they're all on loans.
Right.
I'm
not saying you need to buy, you know, a horse and a wagon, not ever.
Horses are good, though.
Buy some. Yeah. But, like, you just need to be financially smart. You know, stay out of as much debt as you can and watch your expenses, where you're spending your money. And, you know, if you do have money now, you should be spending it on prepper stuff. Yeah. Really, you should.
Don't operate like the federal government operates. You know, don't operate in the red every month.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Just make sure you've got that extra money. And when you have a little bit of extra, obviously, I think you need an emergency fund. Everybody needs a savings account.
That was the thing I was going to get to.
You have to have it.
You do.
You just
stuff comes up all the time.
Yeah. Like, I make sure no matter what, I've got 3 months of operating expenses for my family.
You have to.
In the bank.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right.
Right.
Same here.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
So I just think everybody should have that. And I had something else to say. Man, I'm scatterbrained today. I can't even tell you. It's really bad.
But like my brother-in-law and sister, I hope they don't listen to this podcast.
I doubt it.
But I'd heard, I'm almost paused. So I know that they were at my in-law's house and my wife and I were there and they came in and they kind of felt a little embarrassed, but they're like, you know, we kind of need help with our mortgage this month. And I'm just like, to me, I'm already like, you're already in trouble.
Yeah. It's
you know,
not good.
If you're living in your paycheck to paycheck. And I mean, there's girls, some of the nurses, you know, I've heard them say, you know, oh crap, I'm going to
make it this month.
Like they're like, I overcharged. I'm like, you're almost 30 years old and you just withdrew more than it's in your bank account.
It's not good.
You're in trouble already. Yeah. Like,
I saw the.
You need to have that cushion.
This? I think we talked about these statistics in a podcast, but like how many people have under $1,000 in their account, like just total.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just living that way every day. I mean, I understand your checking account, but like any account.
No,
you know?
I know. Yeah.
And you're just, that just, it's
oh,
not,
it drives, it's so
I couldn't
stupid.
Do it. I couldn't
so
do
that,
it.
So that, I mean, correct that right away.
Yeah. So that's where you start.
One of the girls that was working with me, she, I remember it was like 2 months prior to like the oil's really dropping.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my husband, he made $110,000 this year.
Holy crap.
And I was like, wow, good job.
Yeah.
That's awesome. 2 months later, she was asking for gas money to work.
Yeah.
I was like, what did you do with it?
How did that happen?
Like, what were you doing? Like, that's just...
Doesn't make sense.
That happens a lot in our town.
Yeah.
It's so
that's
foolish.
How half the town lives.
You
yeah.
make a lot of money and you just live by it and you can have amazing things, but when you... don't have it's just sad.
It's just common sense. Have that
it
rainy
is.
Day
that's
fund.
All I'm just
you know what
at.
I mean it's common sense. Don't live above your means.
Yeah,
you know?
So there's no amazing, you know, incredible algorithm to like be prepared for an economical collapse. You basically use common sense.
Yeah,
be prepared. Food and water, have your finances straight, try to get out as much debt and have you know
and
some
do
cash,
your,
you know.
And do your basic prepping. Yeah. I mean, just always, so. If you're always doing that, most of the time you're going to be fine if something happens.
Right.
If you're always thinking about your water.
Whatever disaster you have, you know.
Exactly.
You're set up the same way. So, there you go.
Good. Is that it?
That's all you got, huh? That's all I got.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
No, that's good. No, that's good stuff to talk about, I believe. I believe it is. You want to talk about that tack pack?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's right next to you. It's right there.
This one?
Yeah. So this is the tech pack for, is it for September? I don't know. This is the last one we got from tech pack.
So like we've said, they have some pretty sweet, you know, EDC stuff
they
a
do.
Lot of the time.
Yeah.
And just cool stuff you don't see.
Yeah.
You know, that you wouldn't go to Sportsman and be like, oh, I'll just grab one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they have some pretty unique, cool stuff. So, first thing they had is a 9-line package, $25.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
What is it?
You know more about it.
No, well, they had You're a t-shirt. Wearing it. Yeah, I'm not wearing it right now.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
Okay.
There's a t-shirt that came with it. Yeah, it said all rifles matter, which is good stuff. So I took it. It's mine.
Yeah. You did. You wore it too. Mm-hmm. You wore it in my face.
Yeah.
Up on the mountain the other day.
I was just thinking about that. Maybe we should make a t-shirt that says like hashtag countermeasures.
That would be
good stuff.
Really funny, Kobe.
You could wear it all the time.
Well, maybe I'll make a shirt that says hashtag toilet paper.
I'm good with that. I'd wear it.
Jeez. The other one's Armaspec Ambi Selector.
Yeah, that's the selector for a AR-15.
I know. I could basically build an AR-15 with all the little pieces I have, but I don't even have an AR-15.
You should have an AR-15.
I want to. Yep. I plan to if I talk my wife into it.
Just don't tell her about it.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That is a safe approach.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good stuff.
Wild Hedgehog Tactical.
Yeah, that's
the little bag. The little trauma. You took that too.
Yeah.
That's okay. First aid kit. I understand why you took that.
Yep. Cool little first aid kit. I threw it in my bug out bag.
Small.
Yeah. It's nice. It's perfect for my bug out bag.
Got a lot of little things in it.
Yep.
Bellflower AK-47.
Yeah. That's that thing right there. Check it out. Did you see it?
I didn't ever see that.
Yeah. I think it's like a keychain. Yeah. It's the keychain looking. It's the gun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet little AK, and it's like a bottle opener and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I see how you can use a bunch of the different... That's pretty ingenious.
Yeah, and it's sweet looking.
That's cool.
It's gold.
So, yeah, put it on your keychain. You got multiple uses there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't actually shoot, though.
Mm.
Ready Man Survival Card. We talked about these.
Yep.
You can't have enough of them, really.
No, and that one's...
Stick one in a bug out bag. Stick one in your car kit. Uh-huh. Stick one in your wallet.
Yeah. And I think it's a fishing one. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
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 So it's got like hooks and little lures and whatnot.
I think it has a little mini fillet blade kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are always sweet. And then that's it, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought there was a couple other things, but maybe not. Anyways.
No, that's it.
Tac pack. Tac pack. It's good stuff. Also, I just wanted to mention Dog Tag Incorporated.
Did you keep that?
No, it's yours.
Okay, cool.
That's yours, buddy.
I'm taking this AK.
Take that home with you. Dog Tag Incorporated sent us some sweet patches. Did you see those things? They glow in the dark.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they glow in the dark. So you can't lose your bug out.
You just got them today, didn't you?
I got them as you walked in the house. Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't even.
So we'd like to thank Dog Tag Incorporated. They have some sweet hats, and he actually just released some first aid kits, which we were hoping we were hoping to get our hands on them, but he had some incidents and we weren't able to get them. So hopefully someday we can get one of his first aid kits.
Yeah, those look sweet.
And let you know about it. But that's it. So as we move on,
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
I'm hoping you had time to actually get something for us today. Did you?
Did I ever get that? Hold on, let me read this real quick.
Hold on, let me figure out.
All right, so... So this one's kind of a
how to revive someone after
lesson.
Arby's.
No. I know there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of stuff you can read about and there's a lot of this misinformation about storage and shelf life for antibiotics.
Oh yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. I'll tell you right off the bat, I'm not going to give you like a real straight answer because there isn't one.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. Really so anyway,
helpful. Very helpful.
But, I've actually talked to the pharmacist in town a bunch about it, and he didn't really have a lot of answers on it. So antibiotics. Let me first tell you what are the problems with having some old or expired antibiotics.
Okay, what's the problem?
Typically, they're not poisonous.
Oh well, that's
tetracycline
good.
Can turn poisonous. So remember, tetracycline is
not
a good one.
Not good.
But So the antibiotics, so you have them for a long time, they're going to lose their potency and effectiveness.
Okay.
So in a dire situation, you do have them, thank goodness, and you know, they're better than not having anything.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is it could also kill you because, not because they're poisonous, but they're not effective enough to treat that bacteria.
Mm.
Could lead to some resistance, and then they're just going to kill you too. So storing the antibiotics is a good idea. Their shelf life actually... is a lot longer. So a lot of people get confused because the bottle that their prescription comes in, it tells you it's a date.
Yeah.
That's not an expiration date. That's a date that the pharmacy uses so that they can know, you know, they basically just generically put on there 1 year from today, the antibiotic needs to be no good.
Okay.
But it doesn't, that doesn't mean that the antibiotic is no good. They did a, they actually did a study in 1986.
That was a good year.
I know. That's a good year. 85 was a little better because the Bears
because
won
of the Bears. The 86, Super Bowl in 85. License to Ill came out. Beastie Boys. That was a good year.
86 is a good year.
I think
I had a 1986 Subaru hatchback in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
There had to have been four-wheel some good drive. Movies. There was some good movies in 86, right?
No, 80s were good all around.
I know. What? Keep going. I know.
Go ahead.
What came out in 86.
So, so what they did, they did, it's called the Shelf Life Extension Program in 1986. They tested the longevity of the medicines. Because little do we know, the Department of Defense stockpiles medicines.
Really?
So they wanted to know how long they actually lasted.
Yeah.
So I'll actually,
Top Gun, mother effer.
Was Top Gun 86?
Yeah, Stand nice. By Me. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So while they were testing
Pretty in Pink.
How long these meds would work, these movies came out.
Karate Kid 2, Little Shop of Horrors.
Shut up.
Good Lord, this was a good year.
It was a good year.
Short Circuit.
That was a good movie. Yeah. So back to what I'm saying here. So they did this study and they found that some of the meds were still effective after 10 years.
Holy crap,
which
really?
Is a long freaking time. So the FDA, you know, they kind of hedge, they kind of on, you know, lean towards the safe side, and they don't, you know, they're gonna they're gonna expire things before their tests
really
actually
expired.
Showed. So you know the list showed, you know, a lot of the antibiotics lasted around 2 years, most of them. You know, some of them a little sooner. But the thing is, when they did the study, they stored them in like ideal conditions.
Right. Yeah.
So just basically. Run down, you know, antibiotics, you know, don't throw them away. If you, you know, if you can get newer ones, that's the best thing. The newer, the better, the more prepared you're going to be. But they don't expire quickly.
Yeah.
Now I'm not just a disclaimer here. You could get sick on them.
Yeah.
There really hasn't been thorough studies showing that they're not going to cause, you know, to have diarrhea or be sick from them or anything.
Yeah.
But most of the time they're not poisonous. Except for tetracycline.
Well, give you diarrhea anyways, don't
I know,
they?
Yeah. And then the liquid ones obviously are going to expire way faster.
Way faster.
They have a lot of like sugars and crap in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, if you have a bottle, the best thing you can do with it, if you're not going to use it, but just want it just in case. I mean, last thing you have is an antibiotic that's old, is to store it in an airtight container. Don't leave it in the prescription bottle and stick it in your bathroom. Humidity will destroy them way faster. Keep them airtight. Keep them at room temperature. Freezing isn't always the best thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of them actually will expire faster under freezing, so don't freeze them. So the best thing is just put them in an airtight container. Put them in storage in room temperature. Keep them out of the sunlight.
Hmm.
And, you know.
That's it.
Basically, if you have... Like some of the big ones, you know, doxycycline. What was the other one that lasted for freaking ever? I got just some basic ones. Doxycycline was still effective after 7 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cipro, 10 to 13 years.
That's insane.
I know. So I'm not saying, you know, that you can expect them to be that effective, but that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a lot longer than, you
than
know,
it says.
Most. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 years is probably when they keep their strongest,
yeah.
you know. 2 to 3 years, but yeah, it's not going to hurt to save them. Don't plan on using them for everything, every scratch, and you know,
only if you absolutely.
But if
have
I
to.
Mean, if you got a bad infection and you don't have access to anything, you'll be glad you had something,
yeah.
to try. And if you still die, you at least did something.
At least you did something.
So yeah, good. I actually, I know I've been terrible at posting anything on the website. I will do this article because I thought it was pretty helpful to see. There's actually
nice.
A chart that shows, you know, how long they last and.
Yeah, that's
kind
good
of see
stuff.
If you have any leftover ones, which ones will probably last you the longest.
You have like 4 articles that are like done, basically.
Like 10 article. I know. They're done. I just haven't posted them.
Interesting. Well, okay. That's what we got for today. We're excited because it's Halloween month.
We are excited.
Which means
I'm
next,
stoked about this
the next
month.
Episode, we're going to do something a little different, I think.
Yeah.
Because we can do whatever we want. All right, guys.
Yeah. No, I think this will be...
It'll be fun. We're going to do a fun episode.
I still think it'd be useful.
Well, yeah.
Because we're going to talk about ways to...
Do you want to tell them or not?
Kill the zombies?
Yeah.
We're going to.
We're going with zombies next episode. Just because it's fun. All right.
It's fun. It's not a possibility, but it's going to be...
It's fun. Who cares? It's Halloween time.
You still prepper stuff in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. So that's what we're going to talk about. So
yeah.
I want you all to get ready for
it. We're going to do a zombie apocalypse episode.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do it, though.
I don't either, but it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So anyways, yeah, come see us on Facebook. You know, come see us at casualpreppers.com. Come see us on Instagram. YouTube, come check out Basement Nation Outdoors because we do a lot of our battle box videos there.
We do.
If you haven't seen our battle box videos, they're cool, guys. I promise you're gonna
like
they're
them. Fun. Yeah,
it's fun stuff. So,
if you really want to know what's in the box,
yeah,
we pretty much
we do it in a funner way though. You know,
We don't just sit and talk about it.
Yeah,
we actually do it kind of like active.
Yeah,
it's almost like without talking.
It's like a short film almost.
Yeah.
With the products that come in the boxes, so it's kind of cool. So go subscribe to us at Basement Nation Outdoors on YouTube.
Do it.
There's good stuff there. So
all right,
guys, have a good time.
Go get some Arby's.
Bye.